So all the readings this week talk much about the end time. Why? Because liturgically speaking, we are coming to the very end of our liturgical year with Christ the King next week. So as we contemplate on the end time, we have to ask ourselves too, what is our purpose and our end, our mission and our identity? Do we know who we are, and are we able to be happy with who we are? And are we called and willing to make the commitment to live out what Christ has called us to be? Or are we just floating by and living according to what this world wants of us? My brothers and sisters, this week is also National Vocation Awareness Week. And probably by now you're going to roll your eye and say, okay, here it goes again. It's going to talk about the lack of priestly vocation and religious vocation. Well, I'm going to talk about the vocation crisis that we have, but not so much about the priestly and religious one. It's our baptismal vocation crisis. We hear about the priest shortage all the time. We hear about the pews being empty of young believers, and people are not going to church anymore. And we hear numerous talked about these two repetitive issues. However, not many of us are willing to personally invest and be committed to what is called of us to evangelize, to care for the forgotten, abandoned, ignored, the poor, and live out our baptismal vocation with personal devotion, with missionary zeal, with intentional discipleship, and with prayerful discernment of God's signs, so that we can truly share our Christian faith, instill our hope, and plant our love in this world. We talk much, we complain much, but we haven't do much, because I think we don't know who we are, or we have lost focus on what we're called to be. My brothers and sisters, I remember when I was a parish priest, I had had parents who scolded me for inviting their children to consider a priestly or religious vocation because they think their children are too special for this world and vocation in the church would be a waste. I remember I was inviting young male and female to consider the priesthood or religious life, especially for girls to become sisters. And I have had parents who told me, why would you do that, Father? Why would you ask my child to do that? And it's such a waste of time and of talent and of life. So I guess priests and religious are the scums of the earth, the waste of refuge. I guess we're not smart enough, not talented enough, not good-looking enough. We're leftovers. You see? Also, when I was a parish priest, I was inviting my own three parish to invite someone that they know, especially ones who had fallen out of their faith practice, and to simply meet the typical excuses of why it's not possible or why they are not comfortable in doing so. They expect the priest to do it. They expect other people to do it. However, when we have talks and stuff, the same complaints, why we do not have enough priests, religious, or people in the pews happen every single time. It seems to me then, people just like to complain, to blame others, but they do not want to personally take on the mission that's given to us by Christ to be intentional disciples, to preach the gospel, and to live our faith out loud. As a matter of fact, I have seen priests too who have bought into the same excuses. Some have lost their zeal and focus on worldly matters too. Careerism, status, power, prestige, success, control, and egocentric desires are some of the typical causes. As a matter of fact, there was a time in my own life too that I lost my own focus as a seminarian because those typical things were the talks of the seminary community. But none of that really matter. Knowing people who are in the know is not really important. Having a bigger urban or influential parish did not make anyone happy or better. You see, the worldly values creep into the church in sly and easy ways, and its poison kills each and everyone in different ways. However, I want to assure you that this so-called crisis is not a personnel-related issue. It's a vocation-centered matter, because too many of us have lost our focus, our joy, especially our faith, hope, and love. I truly believe that if each and every one of us are willing to do our own part to live out our vocation, whether we are single, married, or with a religious or consecrated vocation, if each and every one of us are willing to do our part to live and share the gospel in our very own state of life and vocation, this world would be set on fire, our parishes would be filled, and we would be able to find our true happiness in Christ Jesus. Nonetheless, I think we have given into our very own worldly cynicism. Let our lives be defined with worldly values and be enslaved by the lifeless cycle of valueless redundancy. We have become complacent and lost our zeal. We have lost focus on what we're called to be as disciples of Christ Jesus, and we have bought into the institutionalistic model, defended at all costs, make ourselves feel righteous and good, but just keeping our places where it is most comfortable. In all these things, we have lost our love for Christ, and we have become just a lifeless shell instead of being the church that is missionary in our very own nature, vocation, identity, and purpose. My brothers and sisters, we are the church. We're called to live what Christ has given to us here and now in preparation for the end. Of course, in the military, we will hear the term a lot, carpe diem, to seize the day, to live the day to its fullest. But not so much in a worldly or human-centered ways. Have you and I lived our days, our life, to its fullest meaning and purpose? To be sons and daughters of our beloved Heavenly Father, disciples of Christ Jesus, and instruments of the Holy Spirit to where we are? Why are we Catholics? Why do we come to church? My brothers and sisters, I am a Catholic. I am a priest because of the Eucharist. If Christ Jesus is not real, I would not be here. And because I'm here, I see in each and every one of you as my family. I have forego the possibility of having my own family so that I can give my all to the church. I'm here not as a military chaplain alone. I'm here as a Catholic priest. And in all of my imperfections and failures and shortcomings, Christ has called me to be a shepherd for you, to be a father to you, and to love you. And I ask you to please help me by loving one another.